Ben. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
I'm sorry?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Same to you guys.
Some of your thoughts about the way, you know, your team has been playing of late, and then also, you know, going up against the Patriots and how they've, you know, kind of struck together a couple of impressive games.
No, I think we went through a, you know, as most teams do, you go through ups and downs. I think we can talk about it, the Patriots can talk about it, as most teams can. You know, you get hot for a moment, and then maybe you go through a couple slides and some bad games, and then, you know, in this league, it's all about when do you get hot. And you know what, I think both the Patriots and us are playing very good football right now, and I think that's why this is going to be a great matchup.
Can you talk about Matt Cassel stepping in for Tom Brady and what he's done thus far?
I love it. You know what? I'm, you know, I've always taken the underdog role, and I think when he came in, you know, and I always have a, you know, always have a special spot in your heart for quarterbacks just because you know what they go through. But when he came in and early on, you know, they started talking bad about it, you know, and started talking about, oh boy, how much we miss Tom. I'm sure they do miss Tom because he's, you know, something special, but. For him to put up the numbers and the play and win football games, I've really enjoyed it just for the fact that, you know, people thought he couldn't do it, and he's been doing it.
Ben, you mentioned, you know, missing guys, and obviously they're missing Tom, but they're also missing a lot of guys on defense, Rodney Harrison, Adalis Thomas, et cetera. They've given up 59 points the last 2 weeks. When you look at the Patriots' defense, you know, do they look different to you, or are they more vulnerable maybe than they've been in the past?
I think the difference is just the names. Like you said, the names aren't there that we were used to seeing in the past, but... they're still doing a lot of the same things. They're still running around. They're still moving. And you know what? They're the New England Patriots, and they are who they are for a reason. And they're very talented, and it's just going to be a challenge for us. I mean, maybe one of the biggest challenges of the year for us.
What about you?
Ben, this AFC is very, very tight. Can you just talk about how tight it is going into the latter portion of November and going into December?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of those, this is that stretch of the year that you can't afford to slip. You got to play great football. This is when the veterans need to step up and the rookies need to see what it's about. You know, because the AFC is so tight, it's so many teams are separated by a game or half a game or two games that you really can't afford to have that lull right now. So that's why this game is so important to us, and as I'm sure it is to the Patriots as well.
Ben, if you look at it over the last year, everything that's happened, losing Allen on the offensive line and then Kendall going down, is the last 2 months or so been kind of a growth process for the offense growing around that new group of guys you got up front, maybe for you too, having to grow through having a different cast up there?
Well, I think the O-line is kind of one of those special positions that you kind of need to have some cohesiveness. You need to know who's to your right and to your left. And when you're rotating guys in and out, it can be tough at times. But we've had that same group of guys in there for the last couple weeks now, and they're really starting to understand and know each other. And I think their play is reflecting that. So, of course, we miss the other guys, but in this league, people have to step up and be ready to play. And those guys up front really answered the bell, and I'm proud of them.
How different is it for you this year with the running game maybe not being stats-wise up to what it was in the past?
Well, I think, you know, my stats aren't up to par as I'd want them and as they have been in the running game. And I think our offense, we have kind of struggled, you know, throughout the year at times. But like I said, it's about when do you get hot and when do you start to put things together. And the last couple of weeks we've done a pretty good job offensively of scoring points and not turning the ball over. And we just need to continue to do that.
Ben, talk about Miller. He's Miller, your tight end. He's definitely a weapon, right? When you talk about
he's you know what, it's good to have him back last week and get him a part of the game, and he's always good to have back on the field.
What you have any impressions? I know you've never thrown to him, but Wes Welker.
Pretty impressive. You know what, he just from watching him for, you know, in the games and watching him on film, is just a guy that seems like he's always in the right spot. He's always a bailout. He's kind of the combination of the running back check down, the tight end over the middle, and, you know, slot receivers going in and out of matching up on linebackers. So I think he brings so much to the table.
How difficult was it for you, I know you had some physical problems, but mentally to get through that streak of games where, you know, your numbers were probably worse than they've ever been?
Well, you know what? It's the position that we play. You see every quarterback go through it at some point in a season or in their career, and you know what? It's just something you got to push through. And like they say in basketball, when you're missing and you're not hitting anything, what's the best way to do? The best way to get out of that slump is to shoot your way out of it. So you just got to keep pressing forward, and that's the biggest key.
You're a quarterback who made a big splash early, but how different was it for you that first year as a starter when it came time for the playoffs? Was it a different animal?
Yeah, I mean, I was dead. You know, I mean, you hit that wall, and you know, your head's spinning. You're not really sure what's going on. You're kind of running on fumes at that time. So it definitely was affecting me later in the year.
Ben, back to this Matt Cassel thing. When Tom Brady went down and Matt Cassel came in the first couple of games, he, you know, obviously was learning the system and whatever you want to go on to it. I mean, what were your thoughts when Tom Brady went out and Cassel came in? I mean,
well, you know, Matt Cassel's been there for a long time, and obviously he knows that system, and it was just going to be a matter of time until he got his legs underneath of him and felt comfortable out there.
But when a guy throws back-to-back 400-yard-plus games, I mean, doesn't it make you kind of say, you know, his progression is really kind of advancing more than what I could ever think as a quarterback?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm not going to take anything away from him. I think he's a phenomenal quarterback, like I said before. And you know, back-to-back 400-yard games, that's awesome. And nothing against Matt Cassel, but I don't think Tom's really worried about his job. I mean, that's Tom Brady, you know. But he's, you know, he's doing an awesome job, and that's what they've asked him to do, and that's what he's done.
Ben, when you look at the Patriots' pass rush has not generated as many sacks as they did last year when they led the AFC, and Mike Vrabel in particular is way down. He had 12-plus last year, just 3 this year. You mentioned earlier that their defense is doing a lot of the same things. Are they rushing Vrabel as much as they did last year, or is he maybe playing a slightly different role this year?
Well, I think it seems, I mean, that's a question I have to ask them, but it seems like they are using him in a lot of different areas, rushing. You know, he's a very heady player. He's very smart. He knows how to stop the run. He knows how to cover in coverage. He knows how to rush the passer. So he is a Pro Bowl caliber guy. And you know what? Numbers are numbers. You know, it's not about that. I'm sure he'll tell you the same thing.
Ben, is he one of those guys that you mentioned all the things he can do, where as a quarterback you have to make sure, you know, looking over there, where's Vrabel on this play? You want to know where he is to kind of get a sense of maybe what they're playing.
Oh, I'll definitely know where he's at.
As a quarterback, Ben, how different will it be for you not seeing Asante Samuel in that secondary?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of guys that they have injured. I mean, it's like not seeing Adelis out there, you know, not seeing Rodney Harrison. It's just guys fill in. We've seen them fill in on our team and guys fill in the NFL. So the guys they have back there will do a phenomenal job, I'm sure, of filling in.
What impresses you about your own defense?
You know what, just, it doesn't, I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, it's just to see him fly around, to see him confused, to see him blitz, to see him stop the run. You know, coach always says, give him a blade of grass, they'll defend it, and it, sometimes it's true. You know, you give them the short field, and they find a way to hold him to 3 points. So it's just impressive to watch our defense.
What goes through your mind when a teammate pretty much guarantees a win?
What goes through my mind?
Yep.
I don't know. Did one of us do it again?
Same guy did it.
Same one.
Same guy did it again?
Yes.
No. I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know. You won't hear me do it. I don't know.
Ben, you mentioned playing with Wes. Is that, you know, I mean, you mentioned what you've seen from Wes. Obviously, you haven't played with him. But is that some of the same things that Hines brings to the table? I mean, he's been doing it for so long, and Hines can just do so many different things. He must be a great receiver to be able to play with.
Yeah, it really is. I've been blessed to be able to play with Hines now for 5 years, and he's made me a lot better quarterback. And just the understanding and the level that we are on now, I think you'll see us, you know, communicating a lot better, and you'll see us on the same page more than we've ever been, just because we, you know, it's 5 years together and you understand each other.
What can you tell us about Mweldy Moore?
Well, you know what, I think Mo is a great running back. I think he's very good out of the backfield. I think he's good at picking up the blitzes, and he's run the ball very well. I think he's a great complement to Willie Parker, and he's filled in well when Willie's hurt.
Ben, I think that's all we have. We really appreciate your time, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, have a good Thanksgiving, you guys. Take care.
Take care. Thank you, Ben.